Good evening. This is Kilo 2 Hotel America, announcing that the Stars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service Sunday evening rag show, is due to start in approximately 5 minutes. If you have an urgent need for this channel or emergency traffic to pass on this conference service, please let us know now so that we can handle all the traffic. Come now, this is Fred, K2HA. Nothing heard. This is K2HA, the happy amateur here in Broomall, Pennsylvania, and we will be hosting the Rag Chew tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 0 hour UTC or Zulu. Come on by and join us here on the Rag Chew. Have some fun. You might even want to take your chance on the trivia, the live questions. They're on our website. That is scarsvoip.com. scarsvoip.com. On the left-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a button that says Scars Live Questions. Press the button and take a crack at those questions if you wish when you check in. You don't have to. But the most important thing is that you do come on by and check into the net. Thank you for coming on by and listening, and we pray we'll see you at the top of the hour. This is Fred, K2HA. Good evening. This is the Stars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service, Sunday evening ratchet. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the Stars organization, which follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and good amateur practice. The Stars server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, which is kindly provided by Whiskey 8, Mike Whiskey. And all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net host. Yours truly, K2HA. For personal traffic with another station that does not involve everyone else, please move off the system. Establish your contact direct. Take care of that business. Then come on back and rejoin the fun. Since this is a rag chew net, we do encourage stations to stay around, participate in the ongoing conversation, make suggestions, bring up new topics, and of course, answer those live questions on our website. Those questions are found on scarsvoip.com, scarsvoip.com. On the left side of the home page is a button that says Stars Live Questions. Press the button and take a crack at answering those if you wish. You don't have to, but most important thing is that you do check into the net. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in, and new stations will be included as soon as possible. On that website, scarsvoip.com, you will also find podcasts. You will find our schedules, digital connections, and history, and, of course, the staff and all the other assorted things that you need to know about our organization. Resetting, this is K2HA. Okay, here on Scars, the Sunday evening rag chew. We are recording the session, which might be used at a future date for maybe a podcast, maybe to use as a tidbit of sound here on the net. Your net host for this session is Fred, K2HA, the happy amateur here in Broomall, Pennsylvania, which is approximately 14 miles west of downtown Philadelphia, and the Liberty Bell in Liberty Square. Now, emergency traffic always has priority, can break into the net at any time, but let's check. there any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time? If so, come now. Okay, nothing heard in the emergency department. Do we have anyone celebrating their birthday, anniversary, or special occasion this week? If so, please come now.
AM 6, GSN.
Okay, Mike 6, Gulf, Sierra, November. Glenn, what's the occasion?
In about 14 hours, it'd be 10 years since I became a licensed amateur radio operator, and 9 years this week since I joined up on Echolink.
Okay, that's fantastic. Your 10th anniversary being a ham and 9 years on Echolink. Well, that is great. Yeah, that's just about when Echolink hit was born. So maybe a little bit later, earlier than that. I think it was around 16 years ago. 16 years ago. Okay. I'm corrected. So M6GSN, happy blessed anniversary for being a ham. I'm glad you joined this august group of amateurs around the world, and it's just a heck of a lot of fun. Okay, anybody else for anniversary or special occasion? Okay, nothing heard. Well, the purpose of this moderated weekend rag too is to bring our members and non-members together in a relaxed and informal atmosphere. And for that purpose and for your enjoyment, we have a virtual living room. We have those wonderful stressless chairs in Scandinavia. They're soft leather, they're form-fitting, and they swivel, but please don't take them home. We have rockers and recliners. We have a virtual buffet over there in the dining room. And I'm going to go over there and tell you what's on our buffet. And I almost forgot, we do have a nice roaring fireplace going to keep you warm. And anybody in a hot climate, we do have an air-conditioned room. Okay, we're going over to the virtual buffet. Well, tonight we are highlighting which is on December 9th. It's in a few days, 2 days, feast day of Saint Juan the Eagle, and which is related to the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. These are very important days, especially in Mexico. And we have some traditional Mexican foods here for your benefit and enjoyment. Saint Juan the Eagle was where the Blessed Virgin came and appeared to him. And so it's an interesting story for another time. But we are featuring tonight. We are serving tamales tonight with atole. And we are also having the next dish here. We have these wonderful enchiladas. And we have a choice of chicken, beef, or refried beans. We have a soup. Tonight we have pozole, traditional Mexican soup, and we are also featuring quesadillas, and this is for our vegetarian folks. We have mushroom and cheese fillings there. Resetting, this is K2HA. Continuing on the menu here, for the feast day of Saint Juan Diego, who was the first saint of the native tribes of Mexico, and So it's a very important saint for the Mexican, the native population in Mexico. Okay, and continuing on with our, we have guacamole with chips. And these guacamole originates from Juan Diego's indigenous the Nahala people. That's Nahua. So that's where they came from. And we have street corn tonight, esquites. And the Mexican street corn is, this one is on the cob. And I just got back from a Mexican restaurant, and the people with me ordered Mexican street corn, and it looked delicious. I didn't taste it because I had fajitas. Okay, for the dessert, we have Mexican wedding cookies. These are buttery cookies covered with powdered sugar, and we have some sweetbreads that go along with these hot beverages. We have the Mexican hot chocolate and a hot fruit punch, which is traditional for the winter festival. Okay, this is our menu for tonight. This is a caring fellowship, allowing us to share informal updates, have fun, make new friends, and of course, chew the rag. All amateurs worldwide are welcome to join us on the Rag Chew. And we're going to go back to M6GSN as our first check-in, and then we'll open it up for more check-ins since he's celebrating his 10th anniversary as a ham. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Okay, Glenn, M6GSN, welcome aboard.
Yeah, sorry about that, Fred. Been concentrating on other things. Yeah, thanks very much. I still haven't been on for a while, but 10 years complete. In 14 and a half hours, being my first contact on amateur radio, and like I say, 9 years since I just looked, 9 years since I joined up to Echo Link, and 9 years since I first spoke to one of our members in the group here, KB9EWG. So, yeah. I keep coming in and out of your hobby, but hopefully this time I'm going to stay into it. Back to you there, Fred.
Okay, very good, Glenn. And he's Echo Link number 2507, E2507. Glenn, congratulations. 10 years as a ham and in 14 and a half hours. That is fantastic. Okay. Let's open it up for more check-ins. Anybody, anywhere, come now.
This is Victor, Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. Victor, Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. Sounder from India, first check-in.
Echo Whiskey Golf.
Okay, we're starting off with these two fine gentlemen, who just great hams. We have Sondar, Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha from down in South India, and KB9EWG, David from Wisconsin. But before I go to Sondar, I just wanted to make sure everybody knows that our founder, KY6V, is a silent key. We miss him tremendously. He always listened in on every net, even though he didn't speak on every net. And he ran the organization, helped create it back quite a number of years ago. And we are so thankful that he did this, but we miss him tremendously. So please keep him in your Kathy, his wife, in your prayers, because he kind of died suddenly. Breathing stopped and complication from the hip surgery. And we pray for her. She's a lot of things to take care of. Okay, work. I'm going to continue. We also accept your memories, anything you want to say about Gordon, KY6V, and your memories will be welcome during the net. Okay, we are going to go to Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. Okay, go ahead, Sandar.
Hi, good evening all. Good evening to K2HA, Mr. Fred Fair, today's net controller. And good evening to one and all there in the US. Thank you very much, sir, for always letting me in for regular check-in on this SCARS digital platform on EchoLink. Convey my condolence messages to the silent key. Deeply review all memorable activities on this on ham radio platform on EchoLink as well. Convey our condolence messages to the family of the silent key. As such, I am in walking mode, sir, as usual. Started my walking session this 5:30. It will go till 6:15, at least, by Indian Standard Time. After that, you know very well, I am going to do some breathing exercises like pranayam, bhastrika, going to do yoga, some physical exercises to achieve the to make ready my body for the entire 24 hours for having very good activities physically as well as mentally. After that, all going to prepare Lipton tea with ginger and mint at my kitchen at Vedam Enclave apartment building in my house. Welcome, sir. I welcome all of you to have a cup of tea. My kitchen at Coimbatore, South India. All going good here, sir. All going good here. Monday morning, 5:50 a.m. Monday morning, 5:50 Indian Standard Time. Thank you very much, sir, once again. Nothing much particular in my side. Your kind permission, I would like to say my 73 is to one and all there. Mic back to K2HA. Net control from Victor United 2, Mike Delta Alpha Sounder from India. Walking by.
Okay, thank you very much, Sandar. Fantastic regimen you have there. I'm impressed. Getting your body ready for the rest of the day. Started at 5:30 a.m. and in India time, South India time. The walking mode and the breathing exercise, the yoga, and of course the ginger and mint tea. Fantastic. Thank you so much for checking in. I always look for you, and blessings for you for the week, and may you have a wonderful week. Okay, we're going to go to David KV9EWG. That's the last one on this list. David, your turn.
Well, thank you, Fred. Good evening to you and everybody else on South Cars. KV9EWG, Echo 2289, is my South Cars number. Echo 2289.5 is my K9 companion, Mr. Cole. I want to start off by waving my hand and saying, wow, so nice to hear Glenn out there. It's been quite a while since we heard from M6GSN. So great to hear him on this evening. Happy anniversary to you there, Glenn. Nice to hear from you there. Currently it's 5 degrees here, 5 degrees Fahrenheit, that is, in West Salem across County, Wisconsin there, Fred. We've had 2 inches of snowfall, so we're probably about 8 inches of snow on the ground now between yesterday and today. Winter is definitely showing its face here in Wisconsin. And as I was saying last night there, Fred, definitely a fond memory I have of the captain was when I signed on as a NCS, how humbling he made it feel and welcome and everything else when he recognized my accolades as far as all the awards I've earned and everything else there. And when I volunteered to become an NCS there, he made me feel so welcome and part of the team from the get-go. The captain was an amazing person, and definitely will never forget him, Rev. Fred. K2HA, KB9EWG.
Okay, very good. KB9EWG, David in La Crosse area, Wisconsin. I agree with you that Gordon was just a wonderful, welcoming person. And as I mentioned last night, sometimes when I was out, I'd dial up Scars out on the street because somebody's interested in ham radio, and Gordon would talk to him. Right, it usually was around, and he had a conversation with the person that was interested, right there on the street corner. It's just fantastic, welcoming to so many people, and of course to you and the staff here at that Scars. Okay, anything else, David? How's Mr. Cole doing?
Mr. Cole's doing good. He's late, curled up on the floor in front of me here, relaxing. Just such a wonderful dog there, Mr. Cole is. My service dog there. I did do testing this morning, noontime, and then further testing later. So helped 2 different testing groups today. Of course, I have a session coming up on Wednesday. I do have 1 candidate signed up for my session on Wednesday there. So, and I did put the link to the testing session on Wednesday in the chat box there, Fred. So if anybody's interested in taking a test on Wednesday there, either somebody a new ham needing to want to get the license, or somebody wanting to upgrade from general to from general to extra. I'm definitely have lots of spots available on Wednesday there, Fred. So, I want to pass along my heartfelt condolences to Kathy and the rest of the Smith family there. Captain was a great guy and definitely will be missed there. K2HA, KB9EWG.
Okay, David, I agree. I already miss him. He was a great help, a mentor, and he welcomed me also and was supportive. So thank you very much for your kind words. Okay, looking for more check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is the Scars, the Sunday Evening Rag Jew. Any memories of Gordon, KY6V, who passed away on December 1st, and we miss him already, but if you want to share any memories, you may do so. Okay, more check-ins come now.
Good evening, friends. This is KW4 Lima, Charlie Bravo. I tell you, the spirit is working tonight. This laptop, for some reason, I was getting ready to chime in. Usually got to push the button, but all of a sudden it lit up, and I was connected to you there. Top of the evening to everyone connected tonight, wherever you are. the name's George, and they have called me a whole lot of other things in my day and time. And usually the timeout came, so don't want to hang it up too long there, Fred. But as a lot of listeners know, Gordon and myself, we go a long time back there, and back in the days when he worked at the radio station in Miami, and after the hurricane, it was just cleanup time. Let me pause for the calls, and we'll shall give it another go. And, you know, as a lot of old-timers know, that hangs here on Echo Link, and it's subs its territory. Great day has it grown there. I was with Gordon in when the concept of this hookup and getting everything together there, and you still got a couple of the others there around this time there, but he asked me in DeLand, Florida, he asked me to put up a tower over at this friend of his, which was a master parachuter, and he also made parachutes, so Bob was his name there, but well, we got the antennas up and all there, and he started playing with the repeaters here, connecting there, and next thing we know, a couple of the other guys, one lives in Fort Lauderdale, Paul, and Doug, they were some old timers in the group there, got their heads together, and what do you know, next thing I know, we was patching HF into Echolink. But as those who know Gordon, Gordon was there with a helping hand. No matter what hour, the day or the season, he gave it all. Very knowledgeable. You know, if he didn't know it, he wouldn't stop to, he found out. And, oh, there's so many stories, you know, I can tell from way back. Jack was a great guy, with Gordon there. And, by the way, Miss Kathy, S-U-N, we had a conversation today, but, Jack is the guy who comes in mind to answer that question you had for me today there. But Jack, he would be the best. But, let me pause for the call, Fred, and you go ahead and pick my brain. You know how it is. I'm doing the dance here at home, too, and my head hadn't been too good lately, but... I'm still there kicking and just...
Okay. Okay, folks, that's George. Grew up in down there in the Keys, down south of Florida. And he's a great storyteller. He was also a great tower climber and putter-upper of towers. A long timer here with Scars, and George has stories. George, come back again in a little while. We're going to see if we can get some more people in, and then we'll listen to some more stories. But just, you know, he said he has some stuff going on at home. Yeah, his wife had a stroke. That's Katie. And she's in rehab, so... and they have this youngin' there, Gabriel. George has his hands full. And so I want to ask everybody to pray for Katie in rehab and that she gets better and restored to full health. Okay, I'm going to take some more check-ins, George, and we'll hear from you in a little bit. This is The Scars, the Sunday evening rag you. I'm making a list. Come now. This is Fred, K2HA.
GM0UUB, Graham here in Alloa, Central Scotland.
Kilo Oscar 4, Delta X-ray, Quebec, Bob in Tennessee.
Kilo 2, Delta 8.
This is 9 Yankee 4, Delta X-ray. 9 Y4, DX, Bertrand.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Good group. Yeah, Bertrand, I saw you down there. And glad to get you aboard. So we have four here now, and we're going to take those. We have Graham over there in Alloa, Central Scotland. Bob in Sunny Daisy, Tennessee, KO4DXQ. VK2DY, Robert over there in Northwest Sydney, Australia. And, of course, 9, Yankee 4, Delta X-ray down in Trinidad and Tobago. So we are, any memories you have of Gordon, who became a silent key on December 1st, the founder of the SCARS conference, and the visionary, and I'd say the pit bull, who just made things happen and organized people. He wasn't the only one, as George was saying. There were other people involved in making it happen, but he's as the captain, he was an organizer. Okay, let's go to Graham, GM0UUB, Graham over there in Alloa, Scotland, with Helen, the Queen of Scotland.
Well, thank you so much, Fred. It's always great to be on the net here. This is GM0UUB and Mike 7, Hotel Quebec Sierra. It's in the background. She's looking after puppy Odin, who's now sound asleep, thankfully. Man, I'll tell you. See, this the adolescent age of Labrador pups, and it goes on for many months. Oh, hey, listen, it's all good. It's all good. Anyway, Fred, thanks for taking my check-in. And first of all, I do want to say that was very sad news to hear about Gordon, the captain, KY6 Victor. And, you know, condolences to him, to his family, and, of course, to Kathy there. And I don't really know if I knew Gordon too well whatsoever, but I knew of him. And I can certainly hear from your voice and those that I've heard previously as well, including, like, Dave and things. Just how much he meant to the whole kind of community and SCARS and everything else. So greatly missed and everything. So, but there we go. So I just want to send lots of love to his family there. And, you know, it brings back memories as well there, Fred. You know, on March this year, we lost the then leader of the International Radio Network, KB1UPZ, our Uncle Bob. And so I just sent to Auntie Barbara, his wife, a card just the other day. And we always remember her and keep in touch with the family and everything else. But yeah, you know, it's a wonderful place, amateur radio, the community, the relationships we get, people that you might never, you know, meet in person ever. But you know, you definitely get to know people, and there's lots of deep connections are made in amateur radio, and I do appreciate that so, so much. Anyway, Fred, not really too much to report. I should say I'm Echo 2516, and the weather's terrible, and Puppy Odin is an adolescent Labrador dog who's misbehaving all the time. We love him to bits. We think he loves us. Hi, hi. And, yeah, that's about it there, Fred. Anyway, I hope you are well, sir, and thanks so much for taking my check-in. This is GM0UUB. Thanks, Fred. Take care.
GM0UUB. Okay. Very good, Graham. For Puppy Odin, who is growing exponentially, you know, he's still a puppy. He'll settle in. And thank you so much for the stories you tell about him, and you need to send me a new picture of that wonderful dog that you have. Okay, anything else, Graham? This is Fred, K2HA.
No, I don't think so, Fred. I think that's about it. But no, actually, Odin's doing absolutely fantastically well. But, you know, this apparently Labrador, she just turned 7 months last week. And apparently their kind of adolescent stage can go from 6 months up to 18 months, maybe even 2 years for male Labrador dogs. So, oh man, I'll tell you, lots of fun ahead. But no, he's doing fantastic. Of course, Helen decorated a wonderful Christmas tree last week and is still standing. He hasn't stolen anything from it whatsoever. He's knocked against it and had a wee sniff, but it's still standing upright and everything's doing well. So actually, he's doing very, very well. But yeah, we just kind of forgot how time-consuming raising a Labrador puppy was. But there we go, no problem at all. He's fantastic. And we've got lots of photos of him. We put up lots of photos on our IRN Facebook page and everything else. But, you know, Fred, I'll send you some pictures your way, that's for sure. So, anyway, take care, and thanks for taking my check-in. I love this net, and I'll be listening as long as I can. But it's nearly 20 to 1 in the morning. So I'll be heading off to my Betty Boss for some beauty sleep quite soon. So, yeah, beauty sleep, goodness me. I'll see you in about 2 years' time. Back to you, Fred, GM0UUB.
GM0UUB, okay, thank you, Graham. Peace and blessings to you. I'll be looking for the picture. Okay, Bob, KO4DXQ, down there in Saudi Daisy, Tennessee.
KO4DXQ, back to K2HI and Annette. Good evening, Fred, and everyone on the net. Really sorry to hear about Gordon. That's a shocker there, I guess, for everybody. Wow. It's this morning, it was foggy here. It was 34 degrees and foggy. Missed Annette last night. I had a Christmas party to go to across the street. Traffic was terrible. Anyway, I do have my answers here. Number one, CS and Charlie. Number two, D as in Delta. Number three, D as in Delta. Number four, and Charlie. And today was the Saudi Daisy Christmas Parade that we have yearly. Goes through the center of town, and this year, my grandson, Brian, had marched in parade with his school's junior ROTC. He just joined it, and he's a freshman in high school, and so he got to march in the parade. So that was the big happening today. KO4DXQ. Back to K2HA
Internet. KO4DSQ. Okay, Bob, thank you very much for coming on by and for playing with the live questions. I have recorded your answers as 1 Charlie, 2 Delta, 3 Delta, 4 Charlie. And, congratulations on the grandson, Brian, marching in the Saudi Daisy Parade. Fantastic. I'm sure you were proud. And sorry about the 34 degrees and foggy, but, you know, Tennessee has been known for having some foggy areas, especially in the hills. It's well known. But thank you very much for checking in, and we pray that you'll have a fantastic week. Just before you go, have you been playing FT8 recently on POTA?
K2AK and KO4DXQ. I've been having a tough time with FT8 making contacts. Hasn't been that many people. I've been doing much better on sideband 20 meters. It's just been terrible. For a few days there, I was very, very busy during the week, and I didn't get to do any POTA for, I think, Tuesday and Wednesday. And probably Thursday. I think yesterday was the only day I really got to do some POTA. KO4DXQ, back to K2HA.
KO4DXQ, okay. Very good. And I know you're going to work your way up to your next award, so good luck and blessings to you on hope the FT8 works. You know, sometimes if sideband doesn't work, I go to FT8, and if FT8 isn't working, I do sideband. So we should pile up the contacts. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Let's move down to Australia, to VK2DY. Robert and Mark, I do see you waiting. We have one more after this. We've got to go to Trinidad and Tobago, then Mark will pick you up. So let's go to Australia, VK2DY.
Yes, good morning, Fred and Annette. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, indeed in Northwest Sydney. Well, we've had a bit of, I call it Goldilocks weather. Saturday was, let me see, I've done the conversions here, so let me see if I can get these right in Fahrenheit here. So Saturday we had 104 Fahrenheit, which was too hot. Sunday we had 70 Fahrenheit, which was too cool. And today we're going to get 87 Fahrenheit, which is just right. So I call that Goldilocks weather. But anyway, it is what it is, as they say. Other than that, I'm just looking at, you mentioned you mentioned FT8. I'm planning on, actually I've ordered a kit from QSL Labs, QMX Plus, which is a little 11-band transceiver it comes in a kit form. So I'm going to put that together, and then I'm going to put that on FT8 and leave it run on FT8. So that's my plans at this point, and not to put my main HF transceiver on FT8, but rather build a separate unit and just let it run by itself. And then my main transceiver is free when I need it. So I think that's the logical thing. Plus, the main transceiver is now 20 years old, and I don't want to run that 24/7. Anyway, other than that, I may go to the down and check out the Christmas lights tonight. Tonight looks like a good night to go, so I may do that tonight because the it's going to be reasonably warm down there, and it's a Monday night, which means there won't be as many crowds as there was on the weekend. So I think I may go down and check that out. Other than that, let me reset for a second. Yeah, so Gordon, I remember he was always listening and always there when you needed him. It's like when I was running, when the net was low on check-ins, he'd come in and he'd talk. And if I made an error trying to get something, he was always there. He was just, all you had to do is call Gordon, and he came, and he'd answer the question, and he'd help out, and really made being a net control feel good, because you always knew he was there and he was backing you up, and you know, anything goes wrong, he was there. So he will be sadly missed. VK2DY, back to net.
VK2DY. Okay, very, very good. I completely agree with you that Gordon monitored the radio quite often, most of the time. And sometimes I would call upon him toward the end of the net, and it usually was at, he just sat down for the feast that Kathy had prepared for him, and he got a little annoyed when I interrupted his dinner, but he was gracious and he answered the question anyway. Always there. That was absolutely amazing. So you log on to SCARS and you see his call sign there, and you give him a call, and if he was around, and he would answer you. That was just fantastic. Good backup. Well, thank you, Robert, and peace and blessings to you. Enjoy the Christmas lights tonight. Okay, let's pick up 9 Yankee 4 Delta X-ray down in Trinidad and Tobago. Bertrand, your turn.
Well, a pleasant evening to you, Net Control. K2AJ, Fred. This is 9Y4DX Bertrand, and I am located, as you rightly said, Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean. Well, let me extend a pleasant evening to all stations on this Sunday evening, SCARS Net. Hope everyone is doing well and safe and warm, because I'm hearing some weather news about being under freezing point in certain areas of the United States. So I'm hoping that most of you are warm and everything is okay in your neck of the woods. Well, the temperature here at this time, 78 degrees Fahrenheit. We're going down to just around 75 degrees a little later on during the night. Well, that's it from me. Thanks for taking my call, Fred, and hope everything you and the rest of the net works out well for the coming days. Back to you, Net Control, K2AT. This is 9Y4DX.
9Yankee4DX-ray, Bertrand down at Trinidad and Tobago. Thank you, Bertrand. Your weather sounds great. 78 degrees is a whole lot warmer than what I'm experiencing here. We go down to about 22 this morning, and I think it's going lower tonight. So, yeah, that sounds great. Yours is going to go down to 75. Well, sleep well and enjoy the Caribbean breezes. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Let's go to Florida, to Central Florida, to Mark, K5NO, over there in Fern Park, Florida. Mark, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you very much, Fred, and good evening to you. Good evening to the SCARS Net. This is K5NO, Kilowatt 5, Nui, Ontario. The name is Mark. The QTH, Fern Park, Florida, just north of Orlando. We're at 68 degrees, going to a low of 62 and a high Monday of 70. And thunderstorms, that's right, thunderstorms. Glam endorsed the Assisted Living Center. It was great because outside, it's raining. So get on that for that. Well, Triple Crown. Jacksonville Jaguars won, New Orleans Saints won, and Green Bay Packers won. Triple Crown, so that's great. And as I said before, Houston Texans are at Kansas City Chiefs, so I'm watching Flip over there at NBC as we speak. Other than that, nothing much. Things are fine, so Fred, it's back to you. 73s, have a great weekend. Stay safe. K2HA, K5NO.
Okay, K5NO. Okay, your teams, Triple Crown, Jacksonville Jaguars, the New Orleans Saints, and the Green Bay Packers. Three in a row, fantastic. Winners, winners, winners. Well, I didn't watch the games today because I went to the symphony, the Christmas symphony this afternoon, and we went out to a Mexican restaurant after that, and came home and started the net. So enjoy the next game from Texas. Well, peace and blessings to you, Mark. Have a wonderful week, and enjoy ham radio when you can. This is Fred, K2HA. Let's see. I see George is back on the marquee here. KW4 Lima, Charlie, Bravo. I just want to check to see if George had anything else to say because he timed out last time. George, are you there?
Okay, Sepkia checking after George, Fred.
Okay, George, I see that you keyed up. However, I didn't hear anything. Maybe other people did. Can you try again? KW4, Lima, Charlie, Bravo, and then we'll pick up Mark in Ohio. KW4, Lima, Charlie, Bravo.
Okay, Fred, no audio coming out. I need to...
The last time I heard you, George, KW4, Lima, Charlie, Bravo.
Yeah, okay, Fred. Yeah, I'm not showing a modulation mark down here. And I heard you before there, but I was in the background. You know, when you got a youngin' running around, you he grabs your attention sometimes in a hurry. But we made it through there. Yeah, like I said, I'll just hold back there and let you go ahead and get whoever you can aboard.
Okay, George, very good, very good. Okay, we have just one waiting so far. We have Mark in Ohio, KC at FQV. Do we have anybody else to add to this list? If so, come now.
Victor Echo 3, Oscar, Uniform Alpha. Victor Echo 3, Oscar, Uniform Alpha. Go ahead, sir.
Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra, Zulu, Lima. GW8SZL, Dave in Newport, South Wales.
Okay, very, very good. Okay, we have KC at FQV, VE3, Oscar Uniform Alpha, Rudy in Canada, and we have GW8SZL, Dave in South Wales. So let me pick up Mark in Ohio, KC8FQV. Mark, do you have any memories that you want to share about Gordon, KY6E? He passed away on Monday, the December 1st. And any memories that you have that you'd like to lift up, you may. You don't have to. KC8FQV, your turn.
All right, KC8FQV. Well, first let me get the trivia things. I remember them right now. C, D, C, B. C, D, C, B for the trivia. He was a good guy, you know, and I never met him or anything, but he always was there, it seemed like, when you needed him. So, other than that, yeah, I'm just coming back from another Christmas party. Well, it was yesterday, and then went to Kings Island last night. And then I checked out and came back, and I stopped in Worcester today on the way back. And stopped at the dollar store, Amazon. Every day it starts out at $10, I think. Friday, Saturday's 8 or 7. I think it's $7 on Saturday, 4 on Sunday, 3 on Monday. Tuesday's 2, I think. It gets down to a quarter on Thursday, I think. You know, but they you just have to dig into the big tubs and see what you can find. There's everything. There's anything from car parts in there to curling irons, hair dryers, and you name it, whatever. people buy online and whatever, it's there. So you never know what you'll find. But, yeah, I stopped there. Since I'm coming back, it's sort of on the way back home. You know, I come up 71, so when I get to Route 30, I just go across 30 to Wooster, Ohio. Then I'll go up, now go home up 21 and 77. So we'll send it back away, but he just, I remember he always was there, Gordon was. So, okay, Seth Kitty, I'm going to send it back to Ned.
Fully retarded.
Okay, well, very good. Thank you, Mark, for checking in, KC8FQV, who did the coaster riding yesterday and went ahead and stopped at the Wooster for the discount store that discounts by days down to virtually nothing. Interesting. Okay. I don't know of a store like that around here. Let's go to Victor Echo 3, Oscar Uniform Alpha. Rudy, welcome aboard.
Hello, Fred. It's great here, you know, boy. And I only have heard your voice, Jane, but I don't know, when are you on again? I thought I'd hear you twice a week, Jane, but all day I'm hearing you once, I don't know what's happening. I'm sorry, don't remember anything about Mr. Gordon, but from what I've heard, he was a gentleman indeed. May he be remembered, and, you know, maybe I should shut up because I don't have much to say. But I wish his family the best. My condolences. And be through anyway.
Okay, Rudy. Thank you for coming on by. Yes, Gordon was a fine man. He was a captain in the Navy, and he loved radio. I love CW, and he was engineered a station down in Miami where the tower got blown down by a hurricane once. Many, many stories. Gordon had them. And tons of experience in radio. And it's just fantastic, all that he did. And we miss him dearly. And he's the one that got this particular net going and made it function. And all the pieces pulled together. Thank you very much, Rudy. Peace and blessings to you, good health, and have a blessed week. Let's head over there to David, who we're blessed to have because he has taken over Gordon's role as the net manager and webmaster, etc. Dave, thank you very much. GW8SZL, welcome aboard.
K2HA from GW8S10L. Good evening, Fred, and everybody on the net. It's now just 3 minutes past 1 a.m. here in South Wales in the United Kingdom. And we currently got a temperature of, let me just go over there and we get the latest one. Believe it or not, 51.3 Foxtrot, that's 10.7 Charlie. So in the last 7 hours, it has only dropped 4 degrees Foxtrot. Well, for us at this time of year, Fred, that is way too high. It should be a lot lower, but I'm not complaining. But Yeah, Gordon. Oh, I have many exchanged emails with Gordon, and always had a massive thirst for knowledge, no matter what it was about. He always wanted to learn new things and experience new things as well. And I heard a few other stations mentioned. You always seem to be there. Well, Kathy shared a photograph with me via email of his of Gordon's shack. And if you actually see it, you would understand how he could manage to do it. So he could be absolutely appear to be absolutely everywhere at the same time. So, we're missing him a lot. And as I said, I got big boots to fill. But I'm going to do my best to keep on running and expanding as best we possibly can. So that's my goal, and now I'm gonna chase it like nobody's business, and following in Gordon's footsteps there, Fred. So it's a massive task, but we'll get there. So I know it's got a 1:05 in the morning, so I'm getting a bit tired, but we'll be listening along to the end of the net for the answers to the trivia questions, and I'll do the necessaries on the website before going down and having a cup of Death Wish coffee. Back to you, Fred, from TW8SZL.
Okay, very good game. GW8SZL. This is SZL. This is Fred K2HA. Okay, thank you for those memories of the captain. And yes, thirst for knowledge, which brings back, I was going to say this last night, but I didn't. Okay, folks, you remember the Thursday Information Networks. Well, the scripts for those, I believe that most of them were written by Gordon and he would spend a lot of time preparing them. Usually got them done at least 2 weeks before the TIN was broadcast. So let me go back to Dave and say, was that your understanding, Dave, that Gordon wrote the scripts back at GW8SZO?
K2HA from 2W8SZO. That's correct. You are perfectly correct there, Fred. The TIN manager who actually did all the research and did the writing of the scripts always fell down to the net manager. It was part of the net manager's, duties. So, yes, Gordon wrote them virtually all of them. I did write one, but I'm actually doing them now, obviously. And I've done it for a couple of months. I can't remember now. It's too late for me to remember. But, yes, Gordon virtually did them all. As I said, it's like a legacy for the net manager's position to fulfill that task, if you know what I mean there, Fred. Maybe I'm not getting the right words at the moment. As I said, it is late or early, depending on which way you want to look at it. But you are perfectly correct. K2HA, GW8SZL.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Well, the reason I mention this is because we do have creative people who are part of this organization. And if anybody has any ideas of a good script, of a technical topic, of a ham radio topic, that would be, and I don't know if we should, how broad we should make it, maybe something else that would be useful for everybody to hear about. And I know things are moving very, very quickly in security. And if we have some experts write up some stuff on internet security and all the ins and outs and things like that. It keeps on getting changing. But anyway, so volunteers, that's what I'm mentioning. We don't want to put everything on Dave's shoulders, but maybe somebody else could help along. Of course, the net manager would approve or make sure it's okay to go. Okay, is that okay with you, Dave? This is Fred, K2HA.
Yeah, from TW8SNL. Yeah, that's fine. We're always looking for information. If anybody's got, you know, to write a script and send it to me, that's no problem at all. And always looking for what the membership actually wants, what subjects they like information on and stuff like that. And the TIN, obviously, the Thursday Information Net, it's not just tied to technical topics. It could be any topic that you think would be interest to the listeners. So we had someone on hurricanes and loads of them. I can't, as I say, it's late here and I can't remember. But if somebody goes to actually have a little look, all of the actual scripts, well, the actual podcasts actually, are on the website. Just click on the podcast button on the right-hand side of the homepage and scroll down. I can't remember how many they are, but there are absolutely loads and loads there. So if you're looking for any information, and if anybody's got interesting, if they want to write the script, or just give me a topic, I'll go and write it myself. So anybody out there who's interested, just drop me an email. Not a problem whatsoever. As I said, it's the Thursday Information Net, so it doesn't have to be tied to technical topics. Anything of general interest to the membership there. There we go, Fred. K2HA, GW8SZL.
Okay, very, very good. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Just wanted to make sure I got that in there. I wanted to do it last night, but tonight is good. Okay, anybody else? Check-ins or rechecks before I read the answers for the live questions? Come now.
Echo Whiskey Golf, recheck.
Okay, KB9EWG. David, welcome aboard.
I just kind of want to echo what Dave was saying about how good what Gordon was with putting together scripts and everything. I remember when I first got Mr. Cole, the homework he did and the preparation and such, when I did the TIN on service dogs, a lot of time he came up to the front of the net there. He had a script together, and, some... might have been that net might have been apt lived a little bit there, but because of my experience with Cole and everything, but most of it was the scripted there, and Gordon did a fine job of putting that script together. He was pretty good about getting his homework done and getting to know a subject before he actually wrote on it there. So it's made it definitely a enjoyable part of being a NCS here, especially the TINs and that, having a good script to read from. I myself am not a writer, never really was much of a writer there, but I can read out the script there pretty good there, Fred. K2HA, KB90WG.
Okay, thanks. Thank you very much, David. Thank you for your kind words about Gordon's prowess in script writing. Okay, we're going to go to the live answers, and we will take more check-ins after that. Okay, these are the questions that were for this weekend, the 6th and 7th of December. Number one, what were the Australian scientists trying to detect when they stumbled upon a technology that became Wi-Fi? And the correct answer is they were looking for exploding stars. And they wrote some code And that became the code as the basis for Wi-Fi. Okay. The Australian scientists. Very good. Number two. With Ohm's law, if E is the abbreviation for electromotive force, R is the abbreviation for resistance, what is the abbreviation for I stand for? And the correct answer is delta, that's current. Number three. A lightning electromagnetic pulse, an EMP, also known as spherics, can be heard at very low frequency, 3 to 30 kilohertz, over approximately how many miles or kilometers? And the correct answer is Charlie. Many thousands of miles or kilometers, and it has also been heard around the entire surface of the globe. It is absolutely amazing because sometimes I get onto the HF and the lower bands, and I hear the static of the lightning. And I go look at the worldwide map of where that lightning is. And it's on there, and you can see it thousands and thousands of miles away. So it carries. All right, number four. Resetting. Number four. The first IRLP nets of SCARS conference over Echolink debuted on what date? And I didn't know that, but Echolink didn't start then. But the first IRLP Nets of SCARS conference debuted on which date? And the correct answer is Charlie, and that was January 2008. So, we thank everybody for playing along, and most of you got it all right. A few guesses in the wrong place, but that was, the correct answers are Charlie, Delta, Charlie, Charlie. Thank you for playing along with the trivia. All right, this is Fred, K2HA. We hope to have the new trivia up by Tuesday, Lord willing, and it depends on how well I write. Okay, looking for more check-ins, rechecks, and if George wants to say a few more words, I'd love to hear from KW4 Lima, Charlie Bravo. Anybody else? Come now.
KW4 Lima, Charlie Bravo. Back at it one more time, Fred. As Dave, I know you're trying to get to bed, buddy, but I thank you for taking the helm and, aboard in there. Loved you doing it there because he knew you, and Gordon knew quite a few people, who would stand up and play the music when the dancing time was coming. So I appreciate you doing what you're doing there, my friend there. So,
okay, George. Well, thank you for sharing that about Dave. And I am glad that Dave has accepted the position to be net manager. And boy, he worked really, really hard on the website with Gordon over a year, and creating the new website. Anything else, George? KW4 Lima Charlie Bravo.
Yeah, Fred. Which I would say again, like a few have said, Gordon was a explorer. he had to know the reason and the whys for the seasons, you know, and he didn't mind, you know, giving his knowledge. Gordon was a great teacher, and when he hooked up with Miss Kathy, I tell you, you had teachers, one teacher teaching the other teacher, and back and forth, you know, what my grandmother used to say, what one's gutting jelly, the other's gutting cheese. So, and I'm quite sure that this next journey that he has come upon, he'll be learning, you know, why stop with the earth and the heavens out there to go to there. And that's what I think about Gordon, you know. He's still traveling, he's still learning, you know, he's moving on, you know, where hopefully he'll give us an answer. I do believe for different reasons, you know, I come up with a thought from a friend who's been gone, and doggone it, next thing I wind up something that they gave me or something they wrote down, it just pops right up. But I'll stop fluttering my lips and bumping my gums and speaking my conchology. You gotta get Mr. Gabriel to bed. It's his bedtime now. If I know him, he's upstairs on the tablet playing games. So I'm telling you, never a dull moment in this house. So, Fred, I appreciate the word that you gave me, and Miss Kathy, we'll be getting back with you here in the next day or two, and got a few answers for her there. I know she's in the background listening, but I do want to mention that to her, and hopefully, and, you know, just reaching out and give Miss Kathy a helping hand, you know, at times, just it takes part, say hello, you know, to show that we do care about her. With that, Fred, appreciate what you do.
Okay, very, very good. That's George. Grew up down there in Key West area, and he used to be out there on the boat, and he used to be a hand helping on all those where they had the tourists come. He could tell stories of the fishermen pulling on the line, one on one side of the boat, one on the other, and they had a big but anyway, George, thanks for all your stories. We need to hear more these days, and put Gabriel to bed, and thanks for all that you give him, and we're praying for Katie that her rehab goes well and she can get back to full health. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. We're closing down the net for tonight. Does anybody else that would like to in or reach out? This is Fred, K2HA. Nothing heard. Remember to keep Miss Sunshine, K6SUN, Gordon's wife, in your prayers as she goes through this difficult time making decisions, and Lord, try to figure out what to do with all of Gordon's stuff in the shack there. So say a prayer for her. Thank everybody for coming on by. We thank you for all the memories that you've shared so far. And, of course, we will accept more later on. This is The Scars, the Sunday Evening Rag Chew. And this is the digital version of South Cars. That's where this grew out of, because South Cars was getting too crowded and people had a hard time checking in to the 40-meter net, the 7.251, and Gordon and friends had had an idea. Well, let's use that newfangled thing called VOIP and see if we can make that work for the South Cars community. And doggone it, they did it. And so we have the digital version of South Cars, which is called SCARS. And our website is scarsvoip.com. SCARSVOIP.com. Resetting. This is K2HA. Your net host for this session has been Fred. K2HA, the happy amateur here in Broomall, Pennsylvania. I'm going to say 73 and close this VOIP session. And if you have any questions about SCARS, you might want to check out our website, scarsvoip.com. SCARSVOIP.com. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for playing along with the trivia, the live questions, and we hope to have them posted on Tuesday. May peace and blessings go with you. May God grant you and your family good health. This net is now closed. K2HA will be clear.